Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on TV on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Football Friday, October 23rd, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame. Joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello to all. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up, boys?
Hey, Ricky.
It's a Friday.
It is a Friday. Did you guys stay up to watch the Thursday night game?
I watched the first three quarters. And I watched how bad the Eagles were and how bad Carson Wentz was. So when I woke up this morning, I was floored that they came back and won that game.
Well, if Evan Engram catches a nice pass from Daniel Jones, it's over, but right. That's the margin of error in professional football.
And by the way, Evan Engram isn't that good. He was a high draft pick, a lot of hype coming out of Ole Miss, just isn't very good, hasn't had a good year. I mean, I understand the Giants' offense isn't very good, but he just doesn't make plays.
He's had a lot of injury woes, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and saw a couple people tweeting, criticizing Daniel Jones. And I'm not saying Daniel Jones is great, but if that ball is caught, Daniel Jones has another win, and his line looks really good. Mm-hmm. What happened was, on a third down pass, as they're trying to bleed the clock, he throws a strike to Engram off the fingertips. Mm-hmm. Terrible drop. Eagles get the ball back. They end up scoring the game-winning touchdown. Daniel Jones gets the ball back with 40 seconds left, and he does fumble. So his line does include two turnovers.
Yeah.
He can't get rid of it.
Wasn't the game kind of over then? He fumbled deep in his own territory.
Yes, yeah, I think it was about 20 seconds left.
He's getting goofed on because of the trip on the touchdown run.
Right. Like
where he did show his speed because he was breaking
away.
Well, that
was what you could driven a bus through that hole.
I mean,
yeah, but you
believe
could see him side by side running faster than the corners.
Yeah.
No, he was the fastest miles per hour quarterback since 2018 on that play.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
Even faster than Lamar?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. Hey.
He can move, and he ran so fast, he kind of fell over himself.
Yeah. Look, he makes
mistakes.
Now, they
ended up scoring anyway, but, you know.
He makes mistakes, but he has moments. You know, they'll be in a – what's their record?
Who? 1-6.
1-6.
1-6.
Yeah. If you're the Giants, you can't believe you lost that game.
Yeah. Well, I know I had the Giants in the over, and that late touchdown was silly. So that
you had a tease?
Yeah.
There you go.
A little too.
And Wentz has been playing poorly, but beautiful pass to Boston Scott to win the game.
I mean, for three quarters, they couldn't do anything in the passing game. Absolutely nothing. I mean, if you are the Giants, you are sick to your stomach. You blew 11-point lead with 6 minutes to play.
So the Eagles right now in the driver's seat in the NFC East because they've got two wins plus the tie.
That was, by the way.
Dallas could leapfrog them if Dallas gets the win, but it is just an awful, awful division with some bad teams.
Paulson sent me a text yesterday. Paulson sent me a text at about 4 o'clock. He said, "Hey, Bish, can you call your guy and find out if he's taking futures bets on who's going to win the NFC East. I want to play the Eagles plus 130.
Nice. So he wants to dabble.
I texted my guy. He wouldn't take it, but I went online. I said, let me check my online account, see if they're offering that. Sure enough, it's plus 140.
Oh, so he's
so Grant Paulson put a Hunsky down to win 140 that the Eagles will win the division. So he was a big Eagles fan last night. I'm not sure if I just blew up his spot. I'm not sure if he's if he wants anybody to know that, but he's okay.
He blew up Drab's spot, which is probably bigger.
Yeah. Well,
I don't even know if we should announce it at this point. Drab put it out on social media. Grant mentioned it on the air.
Yeah, I mean, I think people know.
If Drab puts it on social media, I think that's fair game.
Yeah, well, Drab hasn't been here the last couple of days. Congratulations. He has twin girls.
Yeah.
Two beautiful, healthy girls. They're very small because that's what happens with twins. I think they're both under 4 pounds.
Yeah.
So they'll be in the NICU
for a
while.
Well, it's also what happens when they come out at 32 weeks.
That too.
Come out a bit early. A little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, didn't he post it on Facebook or something?
I don't know. Yes. I don't know. I know it's been out there. I mean, most people know, I think.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, congratulations!
His world
to Sarah
has forever changed.
Yeah, he says it's wild, and it is wild.
But seriously, twins. If you're Coach Judge and Daniel Jones and the rest of that team, you can't believe you lost that game.
Yeah,
no, you're stunned by that.
But that's what bad. That's what bad teams do, Cakes. They make mistakes in critical moments.
I put in the Eagles as my survivor pick early in the week, and I was going to change it because I was like, that's the thinnest of plays. I'm already on thin ice, but I've forgotten. I went back.
You didn't change it because you forgot?
I didn't change it. I just forgotten, and I was like, oh, I guess I'm
like. Oh, that's like stealing one then.
Stole one. Yeah. You just feel like you're full on stealing when you get a win like that in a survivor pool.
How about former skin Richard Rodgers making a big play on that last drive?
He had 6 grabs for 85 yards.
Didn't he have a big 30 or 40 yard reception on that final drive for them? I think he did.
He didn't look bad.
Former skin.
He is a former Washington football team player.
Well, he was. Somehow they liked Marcus Ball better.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, he made some plays last night.
Ron Rivera's going with his gut, apparently. He listens to his gut all the time.
It's a lot of winging it from Ron
Rivera. He's a tingle player. Who knew? Yeah, he's a tingle guy, kind of like Cakes over here.
Cakes, I looked at my in one of my fantasy leagues. I've got Wentz. It's a super flex league, so you can start two quarterbacks.
Right.
And Wentz, you know, for 3 quarters had nothing. He did have the rushing touchdown, but, you know, he threw the pick. He was getting sacked a bunch of times. He probably didn't have more than 15, 17 points. Then I woke up this morning, 42.8 points.
That's quite
nice.
A night.
Yep.
You'll take that every week.
Heck yeah, you will.
You love it.
So throwing those late touchdowns in the fourth quarter hooked me.
I picked him up in one league because, you know, you have bye weeks, and I can't remember which of the 3 leagues that I'm in I picked him up in. But I do kind of agree with Grant. Like, they've been so banged up, the Philadelphia Eagles, that you wonder if they get healthy, if they'll get right. And you just expect Carson Wentz to play better.
Well, I mean, he plays better at times. Like last night in the fourth quarter, he played like an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, for 3 quarters, he drops back and he just doesn't – he gets rid of the ball. He's throwing at guys' feet. He's throwing the ball, you know, 5 feet over their heads. He was just very inaccurate. He wasn't comfortable dropping back. And I can understand he's got a makeshift line. But at times he shows you why he's their franchise quarterback. But
he's the best quarterback in the division.
Yeah, he's got to be more consistent, though, and he's just not been consistent.
I mean, think about the division. You've got Carson Wentz. You've got Andy Dalton, a backup. You've got Kyle Allen, a backup. Mm-hmm. And you've got Daniel Jones. Carson Wentz is the most proven easily best quarterback.
If Engram catches that ball, Jones is the better quarterback last night.
Oh, yeah, and if you look at the QBR number, he has a much higher number than Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I mean, if you have 80-yard runs, I mean, to set up scores, that's big.
Yep.
You know, but it is what it is.
I still can't believe Daniel Jones just tripped over his own 2 feet. Like,
yeah, he was running too fast.
15 yards from the end zone. Like, it was just shocking.
Yeah. I didn't know they rated that the fastest run by a quarterback in 2 years. Who was that then? 2 years ago in 2018.
I don't know, but they flashed it up.
Got to be Lamar, right?
I suppose. Yeah.
Lamar, because when Kyler Murray.
when we talked about it earlier this week, I think the seven fastest runs, four of them were Lamar, and then the other three were Daniel Jones.
Right, but I didn't think that included 2018. Maybe it did. I thought it was just this year, but maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's what they flashed up.
Yeah, it's probably
when they were
true.
Showing the they showed the replay like 17 times. You know.
Yeah,
but
hey,
our pal
Rom the card counter is on the line.
Oh no, that means he's been up all night in Rom Vegas.
Oh, that's
think.
Right, he's in Vegas.
Oh, he's gonna be hammered. He's
oh, yeah. Rom.
Hey, let's put it. You guys want to be nice to me, or do you want to hang up on me? Because I need some.
It depends on how bad you suck.
No, the junkies for once in their lives, be nice to Rom, give some life advice, or you just want to be, you know, do shtick and
why?
Hang up
what's
on
going
me.
On? So who knows? We're not processing anything.
By the way,
anything.
We've given you life advice a million times. What is the latest?
Okay. Yeah. How much did you lose?
Where are you?
All right, Jason, let me tell you this. For the first time in my life, I bought in at a blackjack table, and I asked for red chips, okay?
Oh, wow.
So, like, literally, I'm Rom Valdez right now.
Usually you only that if you're tipping the bar, you know, the servers.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So Rom Valdez is asking for red chips at the blackjack table, which is just a disaster.
He doesn't have that much cash. Is that what he's saying?
You're nubbing it.
Yeah.
No, listen, JP earlier, and this is another thing. Last night, JP, you just said, again, I don't want to blow up Draft Spy, but he said they're really small. And I do stick. Last night, Marina also told me something's very small. So, yeah. And I'm not. That's not stick. She actually said that. So I came down. I'm playing. Jason, 95% of the hands, losers. My highest bet was 100. For 4 hours, I lost $3,000 playing no more than $50. Okay.
Wow, that's a bad run.
And I don't even. Yeah, you know what? I don't even care anymore. I just my wife told me last night, Putin. She said, "Listen, Rom, I don't know how much because for 10 years I've been with her, and she's not been to anything other than a casino. Casino, that's what she calls it. Right. It's a casino, but she doesn't speak English. So casino, but for Russia, casino, I guess. Okay. So how do I change my life? You guys." Help me. I'm not even doing shtick. I'm asking legit advice.
I told you, go to rehab
for what? I told, I said, Marina, life, junkies, and gambling. That's all that brings excitement to my life. How do you change it? How do you change the chemicals in your brain? Is there an anti? Okay, so we just got approved for like Remzu, whatever that thing is, for COVID. How do you get rid of junks and cancer? I mean, not cancer. I take that back. Junks and what's that? Like blackjack. How do you get a drug for that?
I can't do it. Yeah, you can't. I think the die is passed.
Yeah, you're doomed, buddy.
I mean, you're just
want to be doomed.
Doomed.
You guys
look in the mirror.
Do some customer service.
Are you an addicted? You're just an addicted gambler.
No, help the world.
What are we, a rehab center?
There's more than that. He's also alcoholic. I've told him 9 million times.
You said that a million times. I'm not. Yeah, I mean, sure. I'm a gambleholic. I'm a Romaholic. I get that. I'm not a gamble. I mean, I'm not a drinkaholic, but I need help. You guys, like, I've sacrificed my life for you guys. I've thrown away thousands of dollars on Rom shirts. Jason literally, unilaterally made that company go bankrupt. Rom Shirts Incorporated bankrupt because of Jason Bishop. And now... Hey, Jason, Austin, you always mention, like, if you win the lottery, you're going to hook all the boys. Yeah. I'm assuming you're going to, like, Rom fund all the Rom shirts and hook me. Is that true or not?
I'd give you $100,000.
That's right. So then I'd
and
only
then
be short, like,
you would day trade it. You would day trade it.
But you would lose that. You'd lose that in a month.
It.
Yeah, you'd lose it in a month.
A month? Really? A month?
Like hey, Rom, since you're the fifth junkie, you know we're up against a break, right?
I didn't know that. I literally called for like advice and help. And you guys doing Joni?
Here's your advice.
So are you felted?
Stop.
Are you felted?
Be more funny.
Are you felted?
No. You know what the hilarious thing is, JED? You know what the hilarious thing is? Usually when I'm felted, it's like 20-30K. I'm down 3K and I'm felted. That's how awful my life is.
Right.
Where are? What hotel are you staying in?
You know what? It doesn't even matter. You know what? I'm at Rom Delay Bay. You know
right.
what?
Oh, okay.
Rom Delay Bay. I'm a card counter. Oh, don't be scared. Be scared of me because you know what? I can count cards and I can't win. So, you know what? Why don't you call in and tell Rom Delay Bay I'm here? You know what? Because they'll probably give me cops.
It's going to be a short trip.
Going great.
Rom,
Just stop doing it. That's my advice. Just stop.
JP, you know what? You stop flaming. You stop flaming. No, you stop being a degenerate.
He can't either.
Right? Yeah,
thank you, Rom.
Very easy for JP to say stop counting when you're flaming for the rest of your life. You're a flamer. I'm a counter. Just, you know what? We're in our own world. And JP, thanks for the advice. You know what? You're a hypocrite. I'm going to be a flamer. I mean, I'll be a flamer.
He's just.
Sounds like the trip's going great.
This is the worst place for him to go out there, man.
And he brings his wife. It's the only place he takes her.
I think he should call Bickle after the show and talk to him for a couple hours.
I wouldn't answer it.
On life decisions.
I wouldn't
answer it. He's given him life advice a million times.
I've counted him.
Should mention on the show today, it is a Football Friday. We'll talk movies with Kevin McCarthy coming up at 7 from Fox 5. J.P. Finley, insider for the Washington football team on NBC Sports Washington, joins us at 7:20. Fridays with Feinstein at 8. We're going to do a little crosstalk with our boys RJ and Sean from Dallas's 105.3 The Fan. They're going to jump on at 9. And Stuckey to give us winners at 9:40, all right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. EB, as a Skins fan rooting for Washington, were you pulling for either the Giants or the Eagles?
Just pulling for the Giants to stay within 9. And
he was pulling for a tie.
And for the over.
Wants to win his wager.
Yeah. No, I don't care. I guess I was pulling for the Giants, right? I guess in theory.
I think if you're a true fan of anybody, you'd never root for any opposing team in your division to win. You just don't.
It's hard.
Well,
to.
No, but based on beating them head to head, you would have rooted for the Giants or the Eagles.
But I mean, I never root for the Pens to win ever. I don't root for Metro Division teams to win.
As
a Caps fan,
yeah.
I want them all to lose
so much football
as many
to be
games
played,
as possible.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to do that.
I'm just trying to find a fatty for the next segment, and I'm struggling.
Oh, I've got mine. I'm ready to bounce back.
You got a good one?
It's been two weeks on the schneid.
It's been bad for me. Is there any way I can give out a Zozo play or something?
Are you feeling good about that one?
Anything against Tiger.
Yeah, right. Take the field.
Wow, what's going on with Tiger Woods?
He's just
awful.
He had his worst round ever at that course. 45 rounds he's played. He had his worst
round
ever.
It's the easiest course, too, because there's about 10,000 par fives that are all reachable in two.
Right. Yeah.
What did he shoot?
76.
76. Four over.
Hey, look. He's 44 years old. He never plays.
He's a part-time player.
You're going against, you know, a great field. 2 weeks before the Masters, it's just impossible to play
well.
It
takes him half a round to get warmed up. I mean,
that's your guy. You guys love him.
People are firing the 66s there like it's nothing.
Yeah. You can't be a part-time player. It's just – and that's what he is. I mean,
very depressing watching.
Jason Valdez, you would have had great glee. I nearly forgot to send in my golf picks for the golf pool.
Well, that would have been great.
That would have been
especially
disastrous.
Especially because it's 7X this week.
I know.
That's
important.
Right.
Important. It's big.
Hey, Jason, did you follow the story of this woman who says she hit her head on a tree and then she was lost for 12 days?
Since Zion National Park?
Yeah. Have you followed this at all?
I have not. No, I heard about it, but I have not followed the story.
Yeah, I guess it was in Utah. And now they're saying none of her story makes sense.
She's a big liar.
Big liar. They're like, first of all, she has no bump on her head. It makes no sense. She was found like half a mile from I guess her car was last seen or something. And they said they had search teams out there. They would have found her in 2 seconds.
Right.
Just none of it makes sense.
Attention dollars?
Well, I guess she's attention dollars maybe. And then her family put out a GoFundMe. Where she made some money. So that might be, maybe that was the angle, just disappear for 10 or 12 days and we'll put a GoFundMe and we'll try to get some money.
I'll say this, though. I wasn't that surprised when I saw her picture because she definitely has the crazy eyes.
Does she have the crazy eyes, you think?
She's got the crazy eyes, and when I saw it, I was like, now it kind of makes sense. That she's grasping at ADs and making up this wacky, convoluted story about being lost in the wilderness for 12 or 13 days and somehow miraculously survived.
I went off
crazy
the
eyes gave her away.
I went off the path yesterday on my bike ride and I noticed there was like a dirt trail and it's a part of sort of Beach Drive, whatever, that I'm not familiar. And it was around 5:30 or so. I said, I got to be careful here. If I take a wrong turn, I don't know where I am. It could get dark. I could just get lost. I don't know. I literally didn't know where I was. And I was just like with leaves. And I was just riding my, you know, it's a mountain bike. And I was just pedaling to, I had no idea where I was going. And I thought, this could actually get hairy. If I take a wrong turn here, or if this path doesn't lead to something.
Right.
I don't know what I was going to do. I guess I would just call somebody and they'd GPS somehow and find me. But, I mean, there was a legit chance yesterday. I got a little bit scared that I was going to get lost in the woods.
It's getting dark earlier now.
You couldn't put your address in your phone and find your way home?
No, you can, but when you're in the woods and there's nothing, you're just on some dirt path.
Yeah, well, I figured it still would get you back.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's
get
what
you back to cement.
That's what I was banking on. I was banking on that. But
gotta stay on the trail at all times, EB.
I think I might just stay on the regular trail. I got a little adventurous because I was just trying to find a new route. But that could have been me. I could have just been sleeping next to a tree last night. Very possible.
Yeah.
Daughter and I went out to dinner in Bethesda. We were just going to go grab some Cal tortilla, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cal tortilla.
They said it was like a 45-minute wait. It's like 45 minutes. I don't need the chips and queso that bad.
Just to pick up food?
Yes. And so I was like, oh, that's...
So were you going to dine in or just pick up?
We were gonna eat outside. They have the Bethesda Streetery where, you know, they close down a street and they have tables and stuff.
Right.
And so then we ended up just going to this place. I've never been there before. Duck Goose. So I went from going to Cal Tour to a place where everybody's all dressed up, where I ended up getting lamb that was like $30. I mean, it was just ridiculous. We ended up spending a boatload of cash.
Justin Herbert owns that. Duck Goose.
Right. That's what we did last night. And then watched the game. And I actually also, of course, I had to watch the debate. So.
Oh, I definitely didn't watch that.
You didn't? Yeah.
There was no chance I was gonna log presidential debate over a college game and an NFL game.
What was the college game that was on last night?
It was Arkansas State and App State.
And you had cash on that?
Yeah, I did. I had Arkansas State in the tees, and their coach is a buffoon. He insists on playing two quarterbacks. Actually, played three last night. And the best one is the starter, Bonner, but he goes to this Lane Hatcher kid who can run a little bit, and he threw a critical interception down in the red zone, and I just shook my head. I said, that coach is a buffoon. I'm going to lose this tease.
Right. I know we were speculating before we had the interview with Mike Locksley what was meant by the starting quarterback's not going to have to look over his shoulder, and some of you guys speculated, well, they're just going to play both. I didn't get that impression when we talked to Mike Locksley. I think he's got a clear number one.
Didn't seem that way.
No, I think, he's going to play one, but he's going to continue. Like I take him at his word and continue to develop the other.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying that some of you guys are speculating, well, that sounds like they're going to play both of the quarterbacks.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did, but I have no idea. We don't know. I mean, we haven't seen the team play since last November.
Right. What time is that game, Jason?
7:30.
7:30 on Saturday?
Beautiful primetime viewing. Love it.
Right.
Love that.
I don't even know. I haven't even thought about the weekend yet. I haven't even thought about it, Cakes. My wife.
You haven't made any big plans?
No, my wife and daughter, they're still in West Virginia. My other daughter, I don't know. I don't got to talk to her and figure out what she's doing. I don't know. I just live day to day.
I know that Valdez was excited yesterday because the Ravens made a trade to acquire a stud edge rusher, former Terp.
Yes. I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
Ngakoue.
Yannick Ngakoue.
He had a long run in Minnesota. He played, what, six games there?
Yeah.
It's silly for the Ravens.
And then did they actually sign Dez Bryant to the practice squad, or is that was just rumor?
I think they're planning on it.
Yeah. Right.
Ngakoue, of course, is a D.C. kid. Played at Friendship Academy, I believe. So he's kind of coming back home.
Well, it shows that the Ravens didn't think that they were good enough up front to get to Mahomes with four people that you'd have to blitz to get to him. Right. And then the Raiders showed that the way to beat the Chiefs is to get pressure up front with your four and drop everyone back. So I think they felt like they weren't that good enough to get to him with just what they had. Plus, it helps because Judon may walk this year, and then they could re-sign Ngakoue to a long-term deal after, so it may not just be a rental.
Do you? So you like the?
Yeah,
the
they essentially they're giving up a third rounder next year and a fifth rounder in 2022. But if Ngakoue walks and signs somewhere else, or Judon walks and signs somewhere else, they'll get that third rounder back most likely in a compensatory pick. So essentially, they're trading a fifth rounder for Ngakoue.
Right, a guy who can give you double-digit sacks. That's a pretty good trade-off.
They basically made out like bandits.
I didn't realize that the Ravens are allowing the fewest points per game in the league, and they have the second most sacks.
Yeah, the defense has looked a lot better, and now it helps when you basically shut out the Bengals.
Right.
But yeah, they've vaulted to number one rated defense, and I think that's the identity of the team moving forward. For the rest of the season is kind of be, you know, above average on offense and then try and get to the Super Bowl with your defense.
Hey, anytime you can get a legit edge rusher, I don't care. It's going to help you.
Where does Washington rank in sacks? We thought they were going to be right up there after the week one performance against the Eagles.
I think they were still top 10. Let me just check the updated sack total.
I can't find the damn stacked. I just find the basic stats.
But Baltimore does a great job of fleecing the Vikings. So last,
they do.
Oh yeah, they're our bitch. So last year the Ravens traded a kicker for a fifth round pick, a kicker that the Vikings cut before the season even started. So last year they used that fifth rounder from the Vikings to trade for Marcus Peters, who they signed to a long term deal after the season last year. Became a Pro Bowl cornerback.
Look at you. You're all excited.
It's a good – I mean, I just get psyched when Eric DaCosta does silly things.
Right.
I mean, it was a pretty genius move.
I see Washington at 10th right now in sacks.
How many do they have? The Ravens have 22.
Yeah, I'm looking at something. It said sacks per game. So they're at 2.7 sacks per game. So
yeah,
times six.
Okay. Same thing, yeah. Right, and the Ravens have 3.7. The Ravens have a sack more per game. Although in our last three games, we're averaging one sack per game.
Yeah, it's kind of slowed down.
I think that'll go up against Dallas. I think Dalton's going to get sacked multiple times.
Well, yeah, they have two third stringers on their offensive line that are starting now.
Who are you picking in this game, Cakes?
If I had to pick?
Yeah.
Pick Dallas in a squeaker.
You do?
Yeah, 31-24.
Right. You'll find out next segment, the fatty segment, who I'm taking.
Oh, ooh, you featured this game.
You already said you like the Cowboys, unless you've done some change, or you're throwing them at a tease.
Why would I change?
Yeah.
Unless the Cowboys announced Ben DiNucci was going to play quarterback.
That's like Rom changing. He's not going to change.
Right.
He's going to be.
Washington has 16 sacks. So they're, what are they, six back of the overall leader?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it is what it is. I'm still butt sized.
It's still
for the
a
game.
Big game, though. I mean, I know the two teams blow, but it's a huge game.
Right. Did you guys see the story about Joe Buck and Aikman, how they're. They're actually some sort of leaker there. There's somebody, you know, they didn't make that comment about the flyover being kind of like a waste of money. Yeah, it wasn't a hot mic moment. They did it during a rehearsal. That's the other thing that sucks about TV. They're all into rehearsals, which is just so dumb. But they did it during a rehearsal, and somebody in the truck over there recorded it and then leaked it to try to make them look bad. So one of their guys on their crew. That's brutal. I mean, I don't think it was that bad of a comment. They were just saying, hey, why are you having a flyover when you got no fans, you know, at the games?
Yeah.
Which, you know, I know, fair comment.
Yeah, kind of makes sense.
If you ask me. but, yeah, that sucks when somebody on your crew is whoring you out. That'd be like Valdez leaking something.
Yeah, Valdez, don't whore us.
So this was last night?
No, it was a couple days ago.
No, it was when they were calling the game. I can't remember.
Which game did they call?
Whatever game they called this past weekend.
Yeah.
Buck has been busy.
He's a busy man.
Right. Did the World Series and that. Yeah. He's good, though, man. I don't mind him at all. Every time he plays, he always trends, and people just trash him.
Really?
I don't really know why.
I think he's excellent. I mean, there's a reason why Buck and Nance, they're at the top of the field. They're good.
Well, Nance is really good.
Yeah, they're studs. Studs are what they do.
Nance is really good. I'm a huge Jim Nance fan. By the way, we haven't had him in a while. We got to call his assistant who
Maybe
lives
Jason
locally.
Maybe Jason can visit him in a few weeks when he goes to Pebble.
Didn't they do the – I guess not. Did they do the Packers-Bucks game?
I think that was the game, yeah. I think that's right.
Yeah, down in Tampa. Yeah, because I'm going to Pebble in, 2 weeks. So I was going to hit up Nance's assistant and say, hey, Bish Bucks is coming out. I'd like to hang out with Jim Nance. Nancy. I'd like to go
you
down.
You huge balls, man.
No, I just wanted to say hi. I wasn't going to say, hey, can we get together for dinner or anything?
Yeah.
Just wanted to say hello. And then, but he, I don't know. It's a tough time for him because he's probably leaving for whatever city he's got to go to on that Thursday. We get there Wednesday night. He probably won't have much time.
Now, when you're going out to Pebble, are you like working on your game at all? Because I know you're not a big like go to the range guy. You just play. Right?
I've just been playing a lot, yeah. I'm going on a little trip this weekend to the beach, a little golf trip. But, yeah, I've just been trying to
Pebble,
get around.
You want to make sure, yeah, you're sharp, as you can be.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be like Tiger out there feeling it.
Yeah, I'm not going to take 3 weeks off before I go to Pebble.
Yeah.
You're ramping up.
Got to play. Got to play as much as I can.
It's so annoying, and Tiger just doesn't play for a month, and then, it, you know, big surprise, you shoot 76.
Yeah, God. Well, I mean, boys. It's annoying, but if you had his body and his back, you'd probably take a month off, too.
I think it's more also just life. He's 44 and life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Life is just silly for Tiger Woods.
Spending time with his kids.
Hey, designing golf, money.
Designing golf courses.
Hanging out on his yacht.
Yep.
Hey, at least he's not looking at 15 to life like Dana Stubblefield.
Ooh.
Well,
Dana Stubblefield is one of the worst people in the country.
Correct.
Wasn't he accused of rape?
Yes.
Yeah, raping like somebody with like special needs.
He wasn't accused. He was convicted.
No, he's a terrible person.
Special needs. Yeah. It was just the bottom of the earth.
All right, boys. It is a Football Friday. Coming up next, we will give you our fatties. Remember, later in the show, we have professional handicapper Stucky. He joins us at 9:40. We're going to talk to Sean and RJ from The Fan in Dallas as we preview the Washington-Dallas matchup. They'll join us coming up at 9. But next, we'll give you our big fat winners, our locks of the week with fatties here on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on a Football Friday. We are packed with guests. We're going to talk Kevin McCarthy about the movies at 7. Then J.P. Finley from NBC Sports Washington will join us at 7:20 as we preview Cowboys against the Washington football team. John Feinstein will join us at 8 o'clock. Of course, last week was kind of contentious. At 9 o'clock, we'll check in with RJ and Sean from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. And Stucky's going to give us his winners coming up at 9:45. But at 6:45, which is right now, we give you our fatties. Jason, can you give us the updated records?
Yes. So last week I had San Fran plus the 3.5, outright winner. I am now 3-3. I've won 2 straight.
Very
Minnesota
good.
For JP last week, minus the 4, big fat loser. He's 3-3. Cake said the over 54 and a hook in the Jacksonville-Detroit game. He had opportunities there, but Minshew threw some critical turnovers in the red zone. He does not get there. He's 3-2-1. Bickle hit a tease, Washington plus the 8.5, Baltimore minus 1.5. He is 4-2. He has the best record through 6 weeks.
Nice.
Valdez had originally had Indianapolis minus the 7.5. Then he had a backup, which was Cleveland.
And both were poopy.
And in case the Indianapolis game was canceled for COVID, both lost. He is 2-4. Drab did not release a pick. So our total record is 17-16-2.
Yuck. Come on. We need to do better. We need to do better as a group. Let's All go. Right.
I'll lead off. Last week I went with the Vikings. I'm not going to do this the rest of the way. I'm not picking bad teams. Right. So I was looking at the board.
You told me last week that Minnesota was better than their record.
I did. And then Kirk Cousins threw 3 interceptions, I think all in the first half.
Correct.
He was dreadful. I'm just not betting on bad teams anymore. I'm going to ride favorites because Valdez said that I've been taking the faves every week. I'll continue to go with that pattern. I like the Packers this week. Bounce back game. They got embarrassed by the Buccaneers on Sunday. You heard Aaron Rodgers say he thought it was a good wake-up call.
The Texans, of course, are a 1-5 team. I'm going to take the Packers laying 3.5 on the road against the Houston Texans. Aaron Rodgers is going to light them up.
All right, I am going to take a bad team, but I think that they're just better than the team that they're going to play, and that's the Dallas Cowboys in a pick. Hmm. Look, I don't think Dallas is much better than Washington. I just think they're slightly better. I think that they'll make enough plays based on their skill position players. I think Ezekiel Elliott has a big game. He needs a bounce back. Speaking of bounce back, he needs one because he was awful last week with two fumbles.
Yeah, he was bad.
So I think that they just make enough plays. Dalton will be better than Kyle Allen. Not much better. Again, this is going to be a tight game. But I think he's going to make enough plays because he's got the weapons. And I just am not a believer in Kyle Allen. I think he's going to make critical mistakes at critical times. And I like Dallas in a game. Could be a field goal, but I'll take them in a pick. I think they get the win.
By the way, I was thinking about picking that one and going the other way.
Yeah.
Because I could see the Dallas season just imploding. With all this talk with the players sniping at the coaches, saying they're unprepared, and all the injuries they have on the offensive line, I could definitely see Washington winning this game. In fact, I'm going to pick them, but I'm just not picking them for my fatties. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens if Dallas loses.
Yeah.
So I'm perusing all of the overs on the board because I don't pick unders because they're disgusting. And I landed on Carolina at New Orleans. Your number here is 51. Saints are the only team to hit the over in each of their games. No unders, no pushes.
Yep.
5-0. Okay, they love to hit the overs. Carolina comes into the dome. This is a place where high-scoring affairs are common. 6 of 7 meetings, by the way, the last 7 in both spots have gone over. 7 straight overs in the dome between the Panthers and the Saints.
So I like the Nuggets.
I think 51 is a solid number. I could see the Saints winning this one 34-21, 34-24. And also, let's not forget, the Teddy Bridgewater revenge game narrative is in play here. Carolina, New Orleans, sails over the 51.
And again, 6 games this week. A couple weeks ago, I think there were 7 or 8, which set a record. But 6 games with totals in the 50s this week.
Yep.
The good news is
and that's
more
with
than
4 teams on bye.
The good news is there's 4 o'clock games.
Oh, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's balanced
fantastic.
Out. Yep.
All right, I got to give you another 2-gamer here. I don't feel confident on the Washington, which is getting 1 here. But I do like the total. So I'm going to drop the total to 40 and go over that. And then I'm going to take Carolina plus 13.5 against the Saints. I just think they can stay within 2 touchdowns, maybe get a backdoor cover. That's all I need.
By the way, you have Washington getting a point. Jason called it a pick 'em.
Basically, I mean,
Jason, what's the official line? Are you going to go with Dallas laying a point, or you got Dallas pick 'em?
Dallas just has to win the game. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at right here.
All right. Mine is plus 1, but whatever, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me.
I mean, it could matter.
Well,
yeah.
But every book is different. I mean,
Log into your account. Again, remember the numbers change if you log in.
I am logged in.
And you have plus 1, Dallas plus 1.
I have actually Dallas minus 1, the Washington plus 1.
I don't know. Yeah.
You're
on the same side I'm
consistency.
On. Bet us, yeah.
Why aren't we all on the same side?
We're going to go down the same
line.
I don't understand it either. There are lots of things I don't understand.
Well, I don't understand how if he's on the exact same site.
I mean, I'm on the site. It has my balance right here.
Yeah.
I'm logged in. It says Dallas minus 1, Washington plus 1, totals 46.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going with the pick for my fatty. Right. All right, so you're going Carolina plus 13.5, Washington, Dallas over 40.5.
I have it at 40.
Or over 40, I'm sorry.
40, yeah.
Over 40.
Yeah.
All right, like Valdez. That.
All right.
Valdez, you need a win. You're 2-4.
I need one badly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
If I lose, I'm starting to give PGA plays. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
My pick for this week is going to be the Washington football team as a pick 'em. So I'm going head-to-head against Jason. Why are you laughing?
Well, it's funny that you're taking the pick 'em and I have them.
I know.
Well, he already
I have them plus 1.
It's already it's already established as a pick 'em because Jason selected it. So, I mean, I can't just take the 1. But anyways, So here's a nugget. Dallas is 0-6 against the spread this year. They're the only team along with the New York Jets to not win against the spread. I think Dallas's skill positions are better than Washington's, but I don't think Andy Dalton will have any time to throw the ball or get the ball to his skill positions with a banged-up offensive line. No one will cover Terry McLaurin. Kyle Allen, even though I guess the offense does look better on paper, he is the EPA per dropback is up double compared to Dwayne Haskins, so they're moving the ball a little better. I don't think anyone can stop Gibson on the outside, so I think Washington kind of blows out the Cowboys. Cowboys are in disrepair right now. Blows them out. Dissension in the locker room, I think, this is a huge win for the Washington football team.
Thank you, buddies. Thank
you. Look at
this. Of course, that means 2-4.
Yes. And Cakes said he's going to take the Cowboys, too. So you always have the always bet against Cakes angle.
It's always a good angle.
So
it's always a good one.
I think the stars are aligning for me to get back on track and right the ship.
Let me just say, I wasn't crazy about the pick, but if I had to pick, I would pick the Cowboys.
Well,
I thought we had a rule where we weren't allowed to pick the same games. Or is that end of the season? What's going on here?
What are you talking about?
Like that we're 500?
No, you can pick.
They're canceling each other out.
Well, who cares?
Well, it's a competition.
What are you trying to brag about, our collective record? We're saying you can't pick, like, if Jason took the Cowboys and I was leading by a game.
Okay.
I can't take the Cowboys as well so that my lead would remain the same heading into the end of the
season.
Got you.
Well, when does that rule go into effect?
I guess you should be able to pick whatever game you want. Right.
Yeah, I mean, they pull Juan Soto, so his average doesn't go down the last couple at bats.
Yeah, I think you should, if you feel confident about that particular game or team, you should be able to pick them. Yeah.
All right, so we've got Jason taking Dallas. We've got Valdez taking Washington. EB's got a two-game teaser. He does that every week. He's got over 40 in the Washington game, and he's taking Carolina, catching 13.5. Cakes likes the over in Carolina, New Orleans, and I'm taking the Packers, laying 3.5. We'll put that up at Junks Radio. You can follow our picks. We're basically 500. I mean, 17-16-2. So we'll see if we make a move this week. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk entertainment and movies with Kevin McCarthy. Then at 7:20, Washington football team insider J.P. Finley joins us on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.